Hi, my name is Ifeoluwa. I'm a member of I Read the Old Bible Every Year. Today's reading comes from the book of Joshua chapter 9 to 12. I would like to share with you what I learned from today's reading. I pray that what I share will give an accurate account of God's word and that it blesses you. Let's pray. Father, I pray that what I share is on your heart and the summer brings an understanding revelation to me and God's people, in Jesus' name, amen. Joshua chapter 9. The chapter opens with the information of five kings who waged a war against Joshua. In the meantime, the people of Gibeon, in a quest to survive annihilation by the Israelites, pretended to be from a very far country. They were neighbors, but were able to get the Israelites to make an oath with them, thereby giving them a good chance at survival. They had packed worn-out clothes, old wineskins, and dry, molded breads. They were able to survive, and Joshua could not destroy them. However, they were reduced to water carriers and wood cutters. Lesson learned. The Israelites did not inquire from the Lord before making a pact with the Gibeonites. That was why they were easily deceived. We had to always ask the Lord for guidance in any of our dealings. In relationships, career, business, and so on. Joshua chapter 10. Then the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, Hebron, Jarmuth, Lachish, and Eglon joined forces. They moved up with all their troops and took up positions against Gibeon and attacked it. Gibeonites had become an ally with Israel. The other kingdoms around heard of this and decided to attack them. Next thing that happened was Joshua moving his soldiers against these five kings. God rained hailstones on these enemies, and as the war was going hot, Joshua commanded the sun to freeze. The day ended with a total destruction of these enemies, and the five kings were slaughtered. Lessons. No matter the situation, we should always keep our faith in the Lord. Also, we have the power to command uncommon things to happen. All we need is to have faith. Joshua chapter 11. The chapter begins with another group of kings. They came together against Joshua and the children of Israel to fight against them. Jabin, king of Hazor, orchestrated this attack, summoning a multitude of kings to fight against Israel. God instructed Joshua not to be afraid of them because by this time tomorrow they will all be dead before Israel. God adding they had to come and fight against Israel in battle so that he could destroy them. Joshua took the whole land, as the Lord said to Moses, and divided it up to the inheritance of the children of Israel by their tribes. Lessons. With the Lord by our side, victory is sure no matter the nature of the issue we are facing. Joshua chapter 12. The chapter began with a list of all the kings and the lands and the children of Israel conquered and possessed. These were the lands, the lands and the kings on the other side, east side of Jordan. This is the side that borders the children of Ammon. It began with the king of Jericho and ended with the king of Chazar. A few in between included the kings of Jerusalem, Hebron, Lachish, Makeda, Kadesh, and Gilgal. Joshua took down and destroyed a total of 31 kings. Thank you for listening to this episode. Join me next Wednesday as we continue in the summary of the books of the Bible. I pray that you have a desire for the word. Amen.